This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Lots going on. Lots going on. It never changes. That's the beauty of what I do is there's always going to be something. And we've got these 24-hour news cycles. And so it's just out there. Stuff floating around. It was funny. We're going to do a segment called Guess the Race of the Perp or whatever here pretty soon. And we have some pretty good stories. But what's funny is you find a story that says... Joe Schmo just beat up somebody on crutches. And you click on that story, and then on the right, you'll see five or six other stories that are very similar to it. Like, James Schmo beat up somebody who was in a wheelchair, or something else. And as you start to click on these, so I'm thinking, okay, well, these stories are, 6 months, 3 months apart. They're not. Same day, different location. This one's in Ohio. This one's in Atlanta. This one's in Cleveland. Oh, well, Cleveland is Ohio. This one's in Baltimore. Whatever. It's the same story. Different faces, different whatever, but it's the same stuff. Speaking of the same stuff, cop kills black man, right? We remember the story of Betty Shelby, Officer Betty Shelby, and Terrence Crutcher. This is in Oklahoma where the guy supposedly, won't obey the orders of the police and so on and so forth. And she's telling him stop or whatever, and he doesn't stop. And well, long story short, she got exonerated. And here's what's funny about it. So there were some people in Oklahoma that got mad and said, it's a travesty. It's another one of these Black Lives Matter kind of moments. And then there are people that we're not seeing this widespread BLM. Movement around this. Now, Shelby is elated. The jury found her not guilty. Her attorney says she's ready to get back to her life. And maybe she can get back to her life. I'm not sure. I know Darren Wilson couldn't just get back to his life. Prosecutors had told jurors that Shelby overreacted, arguing that Crutcher had his hands in the air and wasn't combative, because they would know. I mean, it wasn't like she shot this guy willy-nilly. Like, this went on. If you watch the video, it went on for quite a while. And then here was some other irony. Her husband was in the chopper. He's a cop. He's in the police chopper watching his wife as this unfolded. So this was one of these strange cases, because when you look at the video, you're going, yeah, I get it. But as he goes to the car... And he continues to go to the car. That's where you don't know what she's saying. I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm erring on the side of caution. If they tell me, sit down, get down on my knees or whatever, don't go to the vehicle. I'm not going to the vehicle. And reach inside of the vehicle? You're about to get shot. And that's exactly what happened. And I know there's some vagary to it, because that's, look. If you're not on the ground in the circumstances, you don't really have a full... I mean, she knows exactly what happened. And also, given the thing that's going on right now between law enforcement and blacks, she's thinking three... A white dude would have been shot faster, is all I'm going to tell you. Just the truth. Anyway, this is another one that's going to be around for a while. I don't know to what degree, but here's what I found most interesting about this. This verdict is read. There's no burning anything down. There were people that were mad. They're protesting in Oklahoma, but we're not seeing it nationally. We should be asking ourselves, why is that not happening? The reason is, and I have my opinion, but I think the reason is it's because of the leadership. It's because of the president. It's because... They understand what the ramifications will be if you burn down a town now. You want to burn... I don't know where it's out. Is it in Oklahoma City, Tulsa? Is it in Enid? I don't know where this occurred, this shooting. But I'll tell you this. I know the response will be very different if people decide they're going to burn down the town. I also know Oklahoma is a law and order state. Oklahoma is not like Missouri that's on the line. It is solidly red, and they handle things differently. Look, I've watched that video, and I got to tell you, that we have to do a better job as conservatives of telling people, look, nobody wanted Crutcher to die. People are very, very, you know, it's a tragedy no matter how you look at it. But and from what I hear, he might have even been on drugs. I don't know. Because let me tell you something. Most people comply. What is the big deal with complying with police? Is it some sort of rite of passage for people to say, I fought the law? Holy cow, man. Let people do their jobs. And I get it. Some, no. If you do this, you know, people will be mad, you know. Let me tell you. Or a cop might try to do something to you. A cop wants to go home. Most of them. Look, I'm not exonerating. There are bad cops. But the idea that this lady who wanted to go home, do you think she was like, I'm going to shoot this Negro? He, you know, I got to get even. In the time that we live in today, that is the last thing on her mind. She's doing anything to get out of this situation. And I watched that video over and over. He keeps walking to the vehicle. Then he wants to get inside. I think she could have used non-lethals. If you think he's jacked up on PCP, do you want to run the risk of him using non-lethals? I'm just saying, guys. We don't even have common sense anymore that allows people to have the benefit of the doubt, especially in high-stress jobs. Oh, man, we got a lot to talk about, though. I don't want to just talk about Betty Shelby, but I know it's going to be something in the news. Here's where I'm sort of, you know, happy that I don't have to do a lot of media on this. I'm not a one-trick pony when it comes to this stuff. I'm glad that we're finally saying to ourselves, hey, look, these aren't rising to the level where we've got to get people on to talk about the sanity or the insanity they're in. Thank goodness. Anyway, I want to get into Bill Nye. Funny story about Bill Nye, the science guy. And let's see what else we got here. I mentioned earlier in the broadcast there were some stories that sort of discuss man's inhumanity to man. And I think you're going to find this to be very interesting. Some of the stories I talk about. We were going to do this segment called Tell Us the Race of the Perp. And this one would be tricky. So we may do that today. But I want to cover a lot of this stuff. Fat shaming. The irony of the fat shaming story is going to blow your mind if we were able to get to that. MSNBC's losing a new guy. So much to talk about, folks. Hang on.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Radio show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. So I've been speaking about a guy named Bill Nye, and if you remember, I mean, I'm sure you do, he had a thing a few years ago called Bill Nye, the Science Guy. And, you know, when I was watching Bill Nye, it was fun to watch, right? It didn't have a political bent. It was just, hey, here's a fun little experiment. And it reminded me of Dr. Hockaday when I was in high school, and we'd do these crazy experiments, and it would be, you know, if you combine cobalt with blah, 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 this will happen, and there's going to be an explosion. You know, and you'd go out and we'd see the explosion or whatever, and you're like, oh, it's kind of cool. Or you see the color change or the reaction of the chemicals or whatever. It's just cool. And so that's what Bill Nye reminded me of. Now, Bill Nye's got a mechanical engineering degree. So to call him the science guy is a bit of a misnomer. Because, there's the science of mechanical engineering, and there's lots of science that's involved with that. But it doesn't make you the science guy. It doesn't mean he knows astronomy or astrology. Doesn't mean that he knows a lot of other science. Doesn't mean he knows chemistry. He can know aspects of chemistry, but a chemist is going to make him look silly. But suddenly, Bill Nye, as you guys know, has become the Pied Piper of climate change, and he acts as if he knows so much because he's Bill Nye, the science guy. And what I've learned about the conservative movement and many people that succumb to this idea of what people are is we see celebrity as something big. What makes Leonardo DiCaprio any more of knowledgeable about global climate change than any of us? In fact, nothing. It's not like he studies it. What happens with these guys is they make a movie about something or somebody gets them and tells them something and they're so impressionable that that becomes it. It becomes law. And the real Bill Nye, the science guy, would be very empirical. Look, I'm a scientist. I'm an electrical engineer. That's science. There's all kinds of science of the substrate that you choose, the science of inductors and capacitors and resistors and how you build gates with all of these the transistors and what have you, how you build gates with these electrical devices and getting millions of them onto a substrate put into a semiconductor and the heat transfer and all the things that can impact that circuit that most people have no clue about. But it doesn't make me an expert in everything, but I have some science. But what I also have is logic, because I actually have degrees in computer science and math to match that. It was funny, there was a meme that was floating around. It said, it's a sad thing when Dolph Lundgren actually is more of a scientist than the guy who calls himself the science guy. Dolph Lundgren's got degrees in engineering, and he got a Fulbright scholarship to MIT. You know that guy I'm talking about? Rocky IV, Drago? The dude is brilliant. I mean, it's a shame, honestly, he wasted his time in movies, even though he probably made a lot more money. But a Fulbright scholarship to MIT? You're no slouch. Guys, I don't know for sure, but I've heard he's a genius. He's tested as a genius. He's a member of Mensa. So he's more of a science guy than Bill Nye. But Bill Nye runs around acting as if he's got it all together. Well, anyway, he's got a show that apparently got sold to Netflix. I don't know what the deal is. I call him the science hack, Bill Nye. And he got destroyed. The charlatan who built his reputation on scientific nonsense has as much science behind his findings as Obama has, you know, accountability behind his accomplishments. And all Nye did is he figured out, folks, where the money is on these various issues. And like most leftists, he remains in the comfortable cocoon of ignorance, because when you stay in there, you don't have to defend anything. Leonardo DiCaprio only hangs around the people that will capitulate to what he believes. That's it. He is not going to hang around people that will challenge his way of thinking. That's just the way it works. So, this guy on Reddit, if you don't know what that is, that's a social media networking platform, he gave a spot-on succinct analysis of Bill Nye in this new show that he's got on Netflix. I mean, he destroys him. And apparently the show became popular enough to get the attention of some of the people that were going, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm going to watch it. So this guy watches the show, and he says that, and I think it's called Bill Nye Saves the World. It debuted on Netflix in April. And it's funny to hear this guy talk about him, because it's exactly my criticism of Bill Nye. He says, in this show, he simply brings up an issue, tells you which side you should be on, then makes fun of you if you're on the other side. To make things worse, he does this in the most boring way possible. And this guy who has a sloth, he's got a handle called Sloth859, he says, I'm a huge fan of Bill Nye. So I found that kind of funny. Then he went on to share in lengthy paragraphs three instances where Nye appeared mean-spirited and ignored other scientific theories and ideas in order to push a progressive agenda. So he noted that in one episode on fad dieting, Nye misrepresented paleo dieting as only eating meat. Now, I was on the paleo diet. You don't only eat meat. That would be akin more to the Atkins diet. It's because the paleo diet, which, by the way, I was on that diet, and I felt better, for those of you who care, I felt better than I've ever felt in my life. Not at first. It was horrible. I was cranky. I couldn't even get out of bed. They told me it was like detoxing. But anyway, once I got on it, it was amazing. I lost like 18 pounds, and my skin was just beautiful, and I felt phenomenal. It was, even though it was a rough thing, I said, I'm happy to do it again, so I'm actually back on it. But Bill Nye says it's just a meat diet. It's not. In another episode, the guy says, Nye shuts down nuclear energy as an alternative energy source to fossil fuel, arguing that, quote, nobody wants it. Now, this is science? This is ridiculous. Says in a third episode, Sloth 859 slammed Nye for dismissing vinegar as an alternative medicine source simply because, quote, it doesn't change the pH level of an acidic solution. And what this guy is saying is Bill Nye gives you no scientific anything over what he's saying other than I said it. And see, that's what leftists do. I said it, therefore it is. Well, no, it's not. Just because you said it doesn't mean therefore it is. And it bugs me. I don't know why this particular subject bugs me. I think it's because of Nye. I used to see him when he had his show back in the 90s. It's this nice guy who, you know, could influence you to have a love of science. And having been, you know, being a scientist of sorts, I did. It was fun to watch, you know, the whole little jingles and all. And it was when TV really kind of started changing in a different form. And now this guy, I cannot stand watching him. I get irritated watching this guy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The GOP infighting is escalating. Political says Democrats are outright giddy, happy to watch the GOP implode.
Welcome back. Are you giddy to be here? Oh, my goodness. You can't read a teleprompter. Excuse me. Al Sharpton. The reason why I'm gonna play a couple of Al Sharpton bits. You got those ready, right? Because I want you to understand how bad things are over at MSNBC. And what's funny, these guys are like, Fox is in triage. Fox is at Fox, Fox, Fox. And, of course, with the death of Roger Ailes, everybody's like, oh, Fox, Fox. But, I mean, Roger Ailes has been gone. I promise you, Suzanne Scott knows what she's doing. The new president of programming at Fox, that lady knows what she's doing. So don't worry about Fox. Worry about people that have a station that has Ed Schultz. They've got Rachel Maddow. They've got Scarborough and Micah Brzezinski. They've got Lawrence O'Donnell, who we're going to be talking about here in a second. But I want to play some Sharpton stuff just so you have an idea of what this guy has done, and then we'll get into the meat of the stuff. So hang on. This is going to be a lot of fun.
But resist, we much. We must. They're all giddy about a shutdown. The Tortoise in the Race, then co-author of Hubris, U2 lead singer Bono, Fran Drescher, Sigourney Weaver, suspect Jahar Sanayev, Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, Rush Limbaugh, the show Rush Lombard hosts Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Is Mike Muckery yesterday, Antonin Scalia, Kim Kardashian, and the Republican candidates for Cairo and Benghazi. We rank behind La Vita. First stop, Kazakhstan to college students in Beijing. He's getting lunch at Chipotle in Iowa. Bain is appropriate. The GOP's tax day giveaway to millionaires. Why was traffic problems email sent? The Environmental Projection Agency and what sequestration has done. Agony of repeat.
People will lose their jobs.
People will lose their jobs.
If you work hard, you can make it here.
If you work hard, you can make it here.
That's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah, we're becoming a more perfect union.
We're becoming a more perfect union.
We'll keep moving this country forward.
We will keep moving this country forward.
The defining challenge of our time.
The defining challenge of our time.
You can't shut it down.
Republicans can't shut it down.
They deserve a vote.
They deserve a vote.
The people's business is at stake.
The people's business is at stake.
The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come.
They've got a problem with me.
They've got a problem with me.
They demanded ransom just for doing their job.
Republicans are demanding ransom for doing their job.
For what?
For what?
You came from someplace else. Somebody brought you.
You came from someplace else. Somebody brought you.
Shame on us if we forgot.
Shame on us if we forgot.
More tolerant and more just and more accepting.
More tolerant, more just, more accepting.
Do not threaten to burn the house down.
Don't threaten to burn the house down.
We're not focused on you.
They're not focused on you.
All this would be funny if it wasn't so crazy.
Yes, it would be funny if it wasn't so crazy.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is Kevin Jackson's show. So, look, MSNBC brought us Al Sharpton, thankfully, right? Because we get some pretty good laughs. They also brought us Melissa Harris Perry, who had to be one of the dumbest people I've ever seen on TV. I mean, dumber than the Democrats who believe that Obama was a good president. And for those who still do believe that, just know that that Obama gave the Republicans the House and the Senate and Donald Trump. So if you think he was so great, understand how we got where we got. Anyway, Melissa Harris Perry had so many gaffes. What did she call? She called I think it was, she said a GI was a G or something like that. She didn't even understand it was a GI. I'm surprised she didn't say G. God, these people were crazy. And then, of course, they gave us Keith Olbermann, right? He's been relegated to YouTube. He's now doing GQ YouTube videos. Rachel Maddow, who gave us the updated version of Al Capone's Vault, to explain how bad things are for her folks, her tax debacle show for Donald Trump remains her highest rated show. A show that was a failure. In short, MSNBC can't pick winners. They can't pick winners to save their lives. I don't even know who the people are over there. You know what you do know about Fox? You know who the people are. Not just you, not just we conservatives. People know. You may not like Shepard Smith, but you know he's there. Martha McCallum, Gutfeld, but you certainly know Hannity, you know Tucker Carlson, you probably know the five or members of the five. You know the Fox people. You know the other shows, right? You know with Bill Hemmer, and now I forget the lady's name, but you'll know her name. You'll know the shows by name. Fox and Friends, America's Newsroom, Happening Now, Outnumbered, blah, blah, blah. You know them because they're relevant. But with MSNBC, I can't name you most of their shows. Ed Schultz, I know he's got a show. It's horrible because it's beat up on Trump all the time. That's all it is. Anyway, Lawrence O'Donnell, he's a guy that has a show. It's called The Last Word. He's got 4 weeks left in his contract, and it appears that MSNBC is not interested in renewing his deal. Four well-placed sources tell the Huffington Post, I'm reading this, that the MSNBC has not been in contact with O'Donnell's team of reps to negotiate a new deal. The absence of active negotiations weeks before a contract expires is highly unusual and often a sign that the contract won't be renewed. News networks normally don't risk the contract of a host who has a highly rated program to have it expire or even come close to expiring before renegotiating. A short time frame puts the network at a strategic disadvantage in talks. That's why cable networks often start negotiating renewals 6 to 9 months in advance. I sound like Sharpton. In advantage of a contract. Just made myself crack up. In advance of a contract ending. Kevin Jackson, resist we much. A spokesman for NBC didn't want to interview on this. He commented on ongoing negotiations, but multiple sources from inside of the network say that no negotiations are taking place. So what I'm getting at, folks, is they MSNBC got rid of Turay. You remember that guy? God, what an obnoxious dude. They got rid of Melissa Harris-Perry. They got rid of Keith Olbermann. Al Sharpton's got the desk closest to the door. Look, if your top-rated show is Rachel Maddow, and, I mean, Chris Matthews, these are your go-to people? Talk about sensationalism. These guys are, wow, they're in bad shape. Anyway, one of my staffers sent me something. He monitors these leftist sites. He gets their emails and stuff. And there are a handful of people who want to support Lawrence O'Donnell. They're helping him search for lifelines. And if you click this link they have, they say, longtime MSNBC host Lawrence O'Donnell is in danger of losing his show when his contract ends in early June. Show your public support for Lawrence and his show. Click, then add your name. Tell MSNBC you're with Lawrence. And so they say, while contract negotiations have finally begun very late, it's a bad sign. NBC employees said the network wants Lawrence gone because, get this, he criticizes Donald Trump too much. Specifically, the network was concerned that Lawrence has called Donald Trump a liar. Now, the last part of that message, he criticizes Trump too much and he calls Donald Trump a liar, I find interesting. Because it appears that MSNBC now wants pundits who, or they don't want, I should say, whose only shtick is criticizing President Trump. So ask yourself, is the mainstream media beginning to get the message? I say they are. See, we documented the mea culpa of the New York Times, right? And their management team recognized that they didn't mislead conservatives. They misled leftists. The Times gave people hope that Hillary Clinton could be the next president, only to watch that hope fade into political oblivion. Zucker, CEO of CNN, he's a holdout. He claims that beating up on Trump improves the morale of his team. Well, it may improve morale, but it isn't improving the bottom line. We chronicle their layoffs. Look, folks, we're winning. This is good news for us.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is radical feminism a refuge for fat, ugly women who can't attract high-value men? The stereotype generally holds true. Most feminists are out of shape, pierced, have freakish dyed short hair, wear genderqueer clothing, take on mannish demeanors, and are typically unappealing to heterosexual men because they look like swamp donkeys.
Mr. Dorfman.
Hello.
0.2. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I myself, I'm a pretty adventurous eater. You don't get this physique without taking a few chances. I will eat anything. Just try me. Used to not so much. I was a vegetarian for the past 3 years until recently. That's not a joke. I know it looks like a joke. Yeah. I'm aware. Fat vegetarian. Good job, idiot. They kicked me out of the club. They're like, dude, this is bad PR. They didn't need me wandering the streets. Go veg! I did. I didn't read the pamphlet properly. I don't know what happened. I tried it because I thought I could lose some weight, and for 3 years I ate nothing but rice and tofu and veggies and cupcakes and donuts and fried pies and fried cheese and cream cheese and mayonnaise sandwiches, and I couldn't lose any weight, guys. It's a stupid diet. I don't recommend it. Yeah, I gave all that up, though. I'm back on the meat train. I'm a born-again carnivore. Yeah. Now I'm eating meat with a vengeance. Just honey-baked hams, live rabbits, whatever. Just put it in my face and back off.
All right. Enough of the fat jokes, Kevin. Yeah, the reason why I played that is because the irony of leftists just never ceases to amaze me. So I don't watch Saturday Night Live. I've just lost interest in it. As far as I'm concerned, they're lampooning the wrong thing. So until they make it more balanced, I'm not watching anything. I've given up on the entertainment, if you want to call it that, of the left. But in the latest episode of Saturday Night Live, they took on John Spicer, White House Press Secretary, played by Melissa McCarthy. If you know who she is, she's the fat chick that does all these comedies. And she's a fun actress to watch. I mean, she's kind of getting typecast to where her roles or characters all seem pretty much the same. But she's funny. And, of course, Donald Trump on SNL is played by Alec Baldwin. But the show recently had Sarah Huckabee Sanders in its sights. And they decided to mock she's the principal deputy White House secretary. They decided to mock her in a sketch. And there's irony here, so trust me, I'm going to get to it. So where we are is they showed McCarthy Spicer retaking his podium at a press briefing, and Huckabee is shown as clumsy and dumb. She's very much far from that. And she had this over-the-top southern accent, which she doesn't have. And it's funny because we all sort of go to the, when we're trying to make somebody look stupid, we talk to them like this here. But the fact of the matter is there's some very bright southerners. I know a lot of them, and having lived in the South, I can promise you they're as smart, if not smarter, than the northerners. But Huckabee's character is seen midway through the sketch, and she comes from backstage munching on an apple. And her part in the sketch is small, but it's clear what the messaging is. Huckabee is fat and dumb. So both her weight and her accent were part of the sketch and was meant to present her as being, you know, stupid. And she is no slouch. I met her, a friend of mine was running for governor, and she helped him on his campaign, and she's no slouch. So Chris Cuomo, CNN, he even felt the depiction of Sarah Huckabee went too far. And he says this, I will say this, you guys were mean about Huckabee Sanders, Cuomo said. This was on Monday on New Day. You were fat shaming her. You were talking about how she looks and what she wears, and I thought it was mean, not funny. See, that's the level that the left gets to. It's no longer about, is it really good? There aren't enough people to know who Sarah Huckabee Sanders is to say grace over. She's one of those insider politicos. She's not an overly attractive girl by any means, but, you know, she's not ugly. To each his own. But there's no reason to ridicule her. But the irony to me of all this is that you've got Melissa McCarthy, who is 2.5 times bigger than Sarah Huckabee, and we used to call her, she's a three-axle girl. She's a big girl, and they would never fat shame her. Not in your lifetime. Cuomo added this. They had her eating. I thought that was in poor taste. I really did, but that's me. Now, Cuomo's been the lone dissenting voice against this nonsense since it came out. Now, why are we covering this? I'm covering it because I want to tell you that, yet again, This is just one of these mean-spirited things where the left decides we're going to target somebody who has... There's not enough newsworthiness of Sarah Huckabee to make this a story, but they got to find more. So now she's in it. You can bet. Let me tell you what's going to happen, because David Clark just joined, Sheriff Clark just joined Trump in Homeland Security. I guess he's given up on being a senator. I think he was talking about running for Senate. But he's given up on that, and he's going to join the Trump team. You can bet there will be something that comes up, and they will make Sheriff Clark look... they're going to try to make him look like an idiot. Like he's a Barney Fife of law enforcement. A very accomplished guy. You guys know Sheriff Clark. He's wildly popular on the right. Why? Because of common sense. This is a guy that's a former Democrat. I think, and I'm not sure, I'm not for certain on this, but I believe he said the first time he voted for Obama. So we're not talking about some dogmatic conservative all his life or whatever. I'm that guy. Sheriff Clark supposedly made a conversion. I don't know why they give people more credence in that, but people do. So late in life, he figured out that the Democrats were idiots, and now he's on our side. And of course, Donald Trump is helping his career. But it just, these types of things bug me because of the obvious hypocrisy. Melissa McCarthy is fat. I'm not going to measure their intelligence, but she's no smarter than Huckabee. And in fact, I would bet you Huckabee's exponentially smart, certainly geometrically smarter than Melissa McCarthy. Melissa McCarthy looks like she was a chick that was, you know, in order to sort of compensate for being fat, she became funny. And she's seriously funny. I'll never forget in the movie Identity Thief, Jason Bateman. She's trying to run, and Jason Bateman catches up with her and gets in front of her, and she stops, and she's huffing and puffing, and she says, "What are you, Kenyon?" One of the funniest scenes. And very natural in some of these roles. So again, probably when it comes to acting and improv and things like that, the chick is a genius. But are you serious? You think to put her intellect on politics and all these other things against Sarah Huckabee, who grew up with a governor as her father? There's no competition. But they make her dumb and they make her fat. When in reality, if you were to look at the things that supposedly Sarah Huckabee Sanders is dumb in, she's smarter than Melissa McCarthy, and she's certainly not nearly as fat. But here again, leftism showing you what it is. But don't think Melissa McCarthy is going to stand up and go, you know, I think that's in poor taste. You know, as a big girl, I don't think we should be making fun of that. As a woman, I don't think we should be making fun of her intellect, because she's not dumb. So not only is she not fat, well, she may be, you know, fat by some people's standards, but she's not obese by any means. So we're making fun of her weight, we're making fun of her intellect, when none of those are true. But don't worry about the narrative. And look, we can all go, well, it's comedy. Okay, great. If it were balanced, I would say I'm all for it. It's not balanced in any way. In fact, it's completely unbalanced. Had conservatives mock similar things about people in the Obama administration, the mainstream media would be talking about lines in the sand. They'd be screaming about political correctness and how in poor taste it was to mock Hillary Clinton's big thighs or whatever else. I do it as funny. I talk about her big white buttocks because I'm just trying to be funny. But being honest with you, it's for the jokes. But if you were to say to me, Kevin, Hillary Clinton has the intellect of, you know, she walks around talking like this, I would go, nah, she doesn't. She doesn't do that. Now, you can mock Hillary on feeling no ways tired and pandering to blacks and things like that. She's fair game. But you can't make it fair game on her intellect when she's not dumb. She may not be brilliant. She may not be smart. I mean, she's a liberal after all, but she's not dumb.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.